are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Gratitude is the antidote to comparison. We spoke about this a few days ago. When we focus on what we have instead of what we lack, we begin to see our lives through a different lens. Gratitude doesn't ignore pain or struggle, but it grounds us in the truth that God has already given us more than enough. And so we're having this conversation about contentment over comparison, focusing today on gratitude. Does gratitude really change everything, like we've heard people say? Pastor Victor Banda joins us to help us understand a little bit more about the power of gratitude. My pastor, good morning and welcome back to the program.
Thank you and good morning to you.
Good morning to you, Pastor. Thank you for joining us once again. A very important subject that we're speaking about. We touched on it when we started this conversation, the importance of gratitude. Why is gratitude such a powerful tool against envy and comparison?
Yes, I was emphasizing the fact that gratitude is important because it promotes the spirit of generosity. Mm-hmm. True gratitude can lead to a more generous outlook on the life, encouraging people to give and to share rather than to focus on what they don't have. Those people that have envy and comparison attributes will not exhibit generosity. Mm-hmm. And more than anything else, gratitude is indeed a powerful tool because it increases contentment. Mm-hmm. By practicing gratitude, individuals can cultivate a sense of contentment and satisfaction with their lives, reducing that desire to constantly compare themselves with other people.
Yes, yes. And what daily practices do you think we can implement to help us to become more grateful?
Yeah, the daily practices that we need to do that should help us to be grateful are quite simple. Number one, we must verbalize our thanks. Express your gratitude to other people by saying thank you or by writing a thank you note. We need to make it a habit to verbally acknowledge the positive impacts that others have made in our lives. Sometimes also acts of kindness. We need to show appreciation through small acts of kindness. Mm-hmm. And this can be simple, can be as simple as offering help to someone or doing some thoughtful gesture. For me, I usually take what I call gratitude walks. I just wake up in the morning, walk around, focusing on the good things in the surrounding community, the lovely busy people and all that. Mm-hmm. By consistently engaging in these practices, we can cultivate a more grateful mindset, mm-hmm. leading to increased happiness, improved relationships, and greater resilience in the face of challenges.
Beautiful. I love that. I love that gratitude walks. You're killing many birds with one stone. You're getting your steps in. You're developing a healthier body and lifestyle. That's a healthy habit, and also clearing your mind and focusing on what you can be grateful for. Beautiful, beautiful practice. How does that gratitude also change the way that we see other people's success? When we see our neighbors winning, when we see people doing well in their life, how does my gratitude affect the way that I view that?
You see, gratitude in this aspect reduces negative emotions by focusing on positive aspects and expressing appreciation. Gratitude will help to diminish feelings of envy, jealousy, and resentment, which can rise when you begin to compare yourself with other people as they are getting successful. The other thing is that gratitude can change our perception towards other people's success by fostering in us a mindset of growth. Mm-hmm. You know, gratitude helps us to recognize the efforts and the contributions that others make in life, which will inspire us to learn from them, yeah, and begin to grow in our personal experiences.
Mm-hmm. And what are some blessings that you can think of that maybe we've overlooked, or maybe that you've overlooked in your own life because of comparison? Any examples that you can share?
Indeed, there are quite numerous blessings that we miss as a people because of this aspect of not understanding issues. Sometimes you see that the blessings that we miss are the appreciation of reality. Mm-hmm. People often present an edited version of their lives on social media. Even a photo, you find it is more beautiful than we really are, because it's worked on, it's purified. Yeah. When we are talking with people, we don't want to use our English, which may have some local dialects. We want to purify ourselves. But you know, when you appreciate reality,
yeah,
it's a blessing just to appreciate the real life that we are. We are missing the blessing of reality just by being real, you know. Wow. This the other blessings that we lose are, we are robbed of the joy of appreciation. Mm-hmm. God created people to have a life of joy. And because of comparing our lives with other people, we rob ourselves of the joy that is ours in Christ and in life. It is very difficult to enjoy Christianity when you have been robbed of joy.
Yeah, for sure. Because that is a part of Christian walk, right? It's the joy. And now, how do we train our minds to notice what's good instead of noticing what's not there, what we're missing out on? How do we train our minds to do that?
In the first place, training our minds to notice what is good, it's a skill that can be developed through conscious effort. Number one, we need to engage in activities that promote mindfulness, such as meditation, spending time in nature, and helping ourselves to become aware of our feelings and our thoughts without judgment. We also need to regularly acknowledge the good things in our lives. They may be small, they may be big. This could involve keeping a gratitude journal where you express thanks to other people, and you simply take moments of appreciating the positive aspects of the day. Yes. We don't want a situation where when the day is over, somebody greets, "How was your day?" Or you just express his pain, it's a sad day. Mm. There are things that were good that you are ignoring.
True. Very true. Mm. Sure. That's beautiful. And any final words that you'd like to share with us about gratitude and the power and importance of gratitude in our lives?
Yeah, final words for me are that as a people, we need to pay attention to our self-talk. Mm-hmm. Sometimes we talk ourselves negative. You think, "Well, I am nothing, I can do nothing, I come from a poor background." Such negative talk will not give us a spirit of gratitude. Mm-hmm. But there is also the biblical perspective of gratitude. Mm-hmm. It's so plain in the Word of God. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, the Bible says, "Give thanks in all circumstances, mm-hmm. for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." Mm-hmm. So this text emphasizes that gratitude should be a constant attitude, regardless of situation. When we look at Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, the Bible says, "And whatever you do, in word or in deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through Him." Again, this passage is encouraging believers to live with an attitude of gratitude in all aspects of life. And when we take that aspect, every day will be a positive day. We will wake up with whatever challenges, but thanking God that we have life, and God will bless us through and through.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Pastor, for such a beautiful word, gratitude over everything. Thank you so much for your time. We'll speak again tomorrow.
Thank you. God bless you.
Amen.
You are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.